The CDC is out with those new guidelines for reopening key aspects of American life, including public transportation, schools, restaurants. When it's time for kids to go back to school, the CDC suggests keeping desks 6 feet apart, serving food in the classroom, not cafeterias. What's not mentioned in the 60-page document, any reference to communities of faith or churches. The White House objected to those mentions in earlier drafts.
These guidelines come as the number of new cases and deaths are subsiding in parts of the country. But progress is still slow in other parts. Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Chicago have seen cases plateau but not go down. And for more on that, let's check in on Chicago with Kristen Schorsch. She is WBEZ's government and politics reporter, and she joins us now. And Kristen, the number of new coronavirus infections in Chicago is not going up, but as I mentioned, it's not going down either. What are health experts saying about what's going on there?
Yeah, we're kind of in this plateau phase. There are some encouraging signs in Illinois. So around the state, there are fewer COVID-19 patients hospitalized, fewer in ICU beds for the sickest patients or on ventilators to help them breathe than at any point in more than 5 weeks. And experts say that this is a sign that the pandemic could be easing up here. So that's a really good thing. But I would say the state's not out of the woods yet. You know, we're doing a lot more testing, so you're going to see a lot more confirmed cases that way. But there, of course, are still deaths. Illinois has almost 100,000 diagnosed cases and more than 4,000 people have died of COVID-19.
Zooming into Chicago, how does that city compare to the state overall?
Well, so the city is the epicenter of the coronavirus in Illinois. We have almost 40% of all cases and deaths. But Chicago is also rolling out more testing, especially to communities of color that have much higher rates than other racial groups impacted by the virus. And so with more testing, you know, you're going to get more confirmed cases. But overall, things are looking better. You know, the governor has a reopening plan that is, you know, has five phases. Chicago and the rest of Illinois are right now in phase two. And a key metric of advancing to phase three is the rate of positive COVID cases. And right now, Chicago's positivity rate is now just shy of 18%. That's below the governor's threshold. So that basically means that Chicago can start moving into this phase three and start to reopen the economy slowly.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Mayor Lightfoot's plans, and do they coincide with the governor's plans? As you mentioned, he has said that he wants to lift the stay-at-home order on May 29th.
Yeah, so the mayor's approach here is basically, like, the bottom line is it's stricter than the governor's. So she has higher standards for things like the percentage of testing she wants done, you know, every day. So that's around 4,500 people, or about 5% of the city's population a month. She also wants a lower rate of positive cases in the state. So the governor has said, you know, 20% of cases can be positive for us to move forward. Chicago wants 15% of those cases to be positive. The mayor is giving a little bit more leeway to places where there are obviously lots of folks in close proximity, like nursing homes and jails. Those can have 30% of cases be positive. So overall, it seems like if there are, you know, are more outbreaks at jails or nursing homes, but that positivity rate is 30 or less, the city can still move forward.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about the state legislature. It's meeting today for the first time in 11 weeks. What are some things you're watching out for there?
Yeah, there are like three big buckets, and this is just this big emergency three-day session. So it's a very narrow time frame to get things done. But basically, the immediate concern for the state is passing a state budget. The fiscal year here starts on July 1. And the state is facing a nearly $3 billion budget shortfall for this current budget year. So there's a lot on that plate. They're also weighing an economic relief package. So this could involve increasing rent and mortgage assistance for families and small businesses. And they also plan to talk about legislation that would expand voting by mail in the fall. You know, they don't want all these people lining up at the polls, potentially not social distancing or wearing masks, and spreading COVID as they vote.
That's Kristen Schorsch with WBEZ. She is the government and politics reporter there. Kristen, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.